I don't know too much about the saltwater fish.
Mm. What about something, say if you picked up a rock in a freshwater stream, is it something you might find under it's got claws?
Be claws, be crawfish.
Okay. And say if you were going to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms. Hmm? Dig earthworms. Mm-hmm. Big red worms.
There are different types of worms?
Yeah, you got your night crawler and then the earthworm. Your night crawler, they crawl around on top of the ground a whole lot and they grow a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. They grow like snakes. And then you got your earthworm.
What about a kind of fish you could use for bait?
You'd catch your minnows or shiners.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
A shiner is a type of minnow, except he's just different. Lives longer and he's more active on a hook than a minnow is. A minnow dies real a whole lot. There's several different kind of minnows and several different kind of shiners too.
Mm-hmm. What about something you might hear making a noise around a pond at night?
Be bullfrogs. Mm-hmm. I like bullfrogs.
What about something smaller that gets up in trees or?
Well, they would be rain frogs. That's okay. What we call them.
And the kind that hops around on land.
Be toad frogs.
And this is a hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Some people call them turtles or tortoise. Or cooters. We call them cooters.
This is a land?
Yeah. Thing? Well, a tarpon would be on the land. And a turtle goes in and out of the water.
What's the other thing you mentioned?
Terrapin. Terrapin is a land. He don't get in the water, but mighty little. He don't like the water.
The tortoise?
The tortoise could be either. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be a small terrapin.
What about the cooter?
The cooter, it's a water turtle. Stays in the water except when it gets up on logs or maybe on the bank to lay.
What about the big turtle that can dig holes?
Well, that would be the snapping turtle or the... That's all I call them, be the snapping turtle.
Did you ever hear of a gopher?
Not on a turtle, no. A gopher I thought was a type of animal, like mm-hmm. a rabbit.
And this is the kind of insect that will fly around a light and try to fly into it.
You mean mosquitoes or gnats?
Well, something that it's got wings to it, and if you grabbed it, powder would come off in your hand.
Butterfly?
Well, except it flies around a light.
A candle bat or a candle fly?
Uh-huh. What's a candle bat?
Well, I reckon it'd be the same thing as a candlefly, like what you're talking about. It's kind of like a little butterfly.
What about something that eats some holes in your clothes?
Be a moth.
Okay. And talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several?
Moths.
Okay. And this is an insect that has a little light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
And this is an insect that's got two pairs of shiny wings. It's, some people say that it's a sign that snakes are near. I think it's supposed to eat
snake doctors. Hmm? Snake doctors, devil doctors.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear a skeeter hawk?
A skeeter hawk is a different thing. Skeeter hawk is a great big mosquito deal, but he can't bite you. He's just a big mosquito.
Does he look anything like the snake doctor?
No. A mosquito hawk is different from a snake doctor. He looks more like a mosquito. A snake doctor's got two pair of wings and a long tail.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, you got your mosquito and your wasp and your honeybee and your...
Tell me about the wasp. If you're talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several?
Yeah.
Several what?
Several wasps.
Okay. What about something that builds a nest like this?
Well, it would be your hornets or your in a beehive.
Mm-hmm.
And a hornet's nest.
Something that builds a nest out of dirt.
It'd be a dirt dauber.
Mm-hmm. What about something that it's got some yellow stripes on it? It's...
Well, that is a hornet or yellow jacket.
How do they build their nest?
Yellow jacket's in the ground.
Uh-huh. And a little red insect that'll get on you if you go blackberry picking.
That must be a red bug, a chigger.
Which did you call it when you were growing up?
Chiggers.
Mm-hmm. What about an insect that hops around in the grass?
It would be a grasshopper or a cricket.
Did you ever hear those called hoppergrass?
Oh, yeah. Call them either one hoppergrass.